Hello, my beautiful people. How are you guys doing today? Let me turn it down. I hope everyone is doing well. Hope that you're enjoying your Sunday. If you had a shitty day at work, thank God it's over. Or thank God it's almost over. And above all, thank God you got a job. A lot of people are losing their jobs in this pandemic. So, although you have a shitty job, you are getting paid. And you have something to do. Because a lot of people are at home doing nothing. Anyways, this is La Emperatriz Divina coming at you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. What time is it? Oh, it's almost 3. Anyhow, today I am going to talk about shadow work and learning more about chakras. And how interesting it is. If you like to do a little more research yourself about root chakra, there's 7 chakras, I believe. And so I won't go into detail about root chakra, but I am going to go into detail about shadow work, which is important at this point in life. From ages to ages, I think about 26 to 36. So in that 10-year span, you've either accepted your flaws or you are ignoring your flaws and asking yourself why you're coming and hitting against these walls. Like, why are you bumping into walls? So, shadow work. Shadow work is acknowledging what your subconscious is doing on a day-to-day basis, in relationships, just relationships in general with yourself and others. What is shadow work? Shadow work is when you are, let's say, for me, I'll use me as an example. Fear has been the most important emotion that I've had to work on because it has affected me in relationships where I've stopped relationships with the opposite sex because of the fear. And the fear is, when you start dating at a young age, you're just having fun. You're dating and some people want to get serious, some people don't want to get serious. And so when one person comes to the end of the road where the other wants to continue, now they are forced into a relationship that they're not sure of, but they want to go and try other relationships to see how that works. And so that has affected the relationship that you're currently in. So when that happens, it affects the person, right? You are young and you are in love and you assume something when you know it's really not. but you ignore it. That comes from the fear of being alone. Okay? So the fear of being alone, it comes from growing up and not having consistency at home. So that fear you develop over time, and you are not comfortable being by yourself, so you're constantly going through relationships that you may not, that may not be good for you, and stunts your growth just for the fear of being in a relationship and not being alone. There's another part of fear, and the fear of being with a person who is non-committal and decides they want to be with other people while in a relationship. That's another fear. So I numbed myself in relationships, in the beginning of relationships, so I don't develop a relationship with the opposite sex, just because of that fear. So that's self-sabotaging yourself. That's your shadow work. Like, you're self-sabotaging yourself out of fear. So now that you've recognized, what is it that you continuously do? What triggers you to act that way? You have to find the emotion and the feeling and the trigger that helps you go into destruction or into situations that are not the best for you. That's your shadow work. Now, I'm not saying that once you recognize one, that everything will fall into place, because it's not. It's like a constant unlayering of yourself. Because once you recognize and you start doing the shadow work, it gets pretty tough before it gets easy. Because you don't want to recognize that you are doing things yourself just to accommodate your day-to-day life to make you feel better. Catch my drift? So I have a few things that I can help you guys with in the shadow work. A few questions that you can ask yourself, not ask. You can ask yourself, and you can understand how to do it. So let me find my writing, my little journal. So this is just one. It doesn't have to be that, and you can pick and choose which one. So don't force your answers. Just take what comes to mind and accept it as an element of your shadow. And they don't always apply. So, number one, even though I complain, I secretly like feeling blank, per se, something negative in the blank, because it also makes me feel blank. And you can put something positive in the blank. So the question number one for your shadow work: even though I complain, I secretly like feeling blank, something negative, because it also makes me feel blank, something positive.
Number two, when I set goals that I convince myself I want to achieve, beneath it all, I feel blank, something negative in the blank. Number three, now that I think about it, succeeding in life is not so blank, something positive. In fact, you could even say it's blank, something negative. I'll repeat question number three. Now that I think about it, succeeding in life is not so blank, something positive. In fact, you could even say it's blank, insert something negative. Question number four. I secretly enjoy allowing certain people to get under my skin because blank, insert something that you just do, and you just don't know why you do it, but you do it anyways. Question number five. If I am honest, I have the same negative traits as my father. For example, blank, something that you feel is something you don't like about your dad, but you do it yourself. Number six. If I am honest, I have the same negative traits as my mother. For example, blank, insert something that you think something negative about your mom that you don't like, but you do it yourself. When I am taken advantage of, I feel used. Yet, the good thing about being used is blank, insert something that makes you feel like you help somebody. And let's say you give a friend $20 and your friend doesn't pay you back. You know she's using you, she's hanging out with you. And you know she's not going to pay you back because she's always talking about money problems. And yet you still have the relationship with the person. Like, why do you do it? Is it the friendship? Is it the loneliness? Companionship, like, what is it? Like, why do you allow people to use you? Number eight, the one negative thing I can't stop saying to myself is insert blank, and honestly, I'm hanging on to this negativity because blank. Ask yourself, what is the one thing that you say about yourself that you're always saying about yourself? And just think about, why do you just keep hanging on to it? Number nine, positive people make me feel so, insert blank, something negative. What does this say about me? It says, blank, insert something. All these questions is just having you ruminate on the ugly parts about yourself that you don't allow people to see. You get what I'm saying? It's your subconscious. It's the ugly parts. It's the little boxes that you keep to yourself that you don't allow anyone to know or understand. Just you. Only you know this. Number 10. If a darker part of me were to speak its truth right now, it would say, insert blank. So that's shadow work, you guys. It's coming face to face with the ugly parts of you and
acknowledging them and turning around the conversations with your subconscious so your conscience can connect clearly. It's an ongoing process. It's never ending. You're always gonna reinvent yourself because there's things going on a day-to-day basis. Things change on a yearly basis. So I hope that this helps and that you're able to do your shadow work because it's something helpful to have a healthier life mentally and spiritually. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for stopping by and listening, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day.